one of the worst buzzwords floating around right now in corporate, and I guess you could throw in government agencies these days.
Oh, my goodness. Quite a few. Circle back. It is what it is. Synergy. Think outside the box.
Ooh.
That's an old one. Think outside the box. I have a new one for you. Organic.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah. Game changer is another one. These are Washington phrases. Organic and game changer. It grew up organically. I hear that. I don't know whether that's a government thing. Oh, yeah.
You know, when does companies say organically when they want to say we did this ourselves instead of buying another company to do it? Maybe. I don't know.
I still think it's, they become very popular. And the reason is, they represent some incisive thinking, I guess, originally when the nugget comes out, but then everybody sort of gloms onto it and it becomes less effective. Is that the idea?
Pretty much. It actually loses its impact, you know, and becomes a little meaningless over time.
How can you tell when it's reached the point of uselessness?
You can tell by the audience, even in the interview process or maybe talking to a client or so, it loses the energy. You know, the client's not looking as enthusiastic about it, or the candidate's not as interested in what you have to say. So but then we create new ones. That's pretty much what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at some point along the line, someone has an original thought, and maybe they coin one of these phrases, but then it sort of devolves down to the lower and lower levels as it spreads out. So do you ever trace the etiology or the background, the origins of some of these words? Like, who's the first one to ever apply game changer to something?
You know, I probably wouldn't be an expert on answering that one, but I know a lot of these terms come from just everyday life. Things like leverage and, you know, game changer and, you know, circle back or touch base, you know, just some of the everyday things that we use every day that, seem to be winning for us or positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, touch base. I don't even know what that literally means.
Touch base means stay in touch.
Exactly.
No, I know how it's used, but what is it? Touch base.
Baseball analogy,
baseball.
I'm sure.
Exactly.
Touch baseball.
Base is
I if all people should know that one.
God,
Jane is rolling
I need to
her
give
eyes
you a
in disgust
that
I don't know
Tom.
What touch base means. Yeah, okay, but that's, well, all right. So it's wrong.
So
that's the wrong use of it.
All right, so some of the words that have come up recently have been about the economy. Recession, depression, economy, restructuring, downsizing, pay freeze. And I have another one for you. Staycation. Look for that one on next
I've
year's
heard
list.
That one.
Yeah, okay.
I've heard that
we're tired of that already. You know, nobody has a vacation anymore. Now it's a staycation. Do we have to label things in order for them to become something other than what they are?
I think so. They have to go into the right text, right term. I even have one that's recession, the gloom and doom. You know, I mean, that one cracks me up all the time. And the bailout. You know, it's. I guess it just depends on what's going on in the economy, the market, everything, and just pulling these words that kind of relate to, like I mentioned, everyday life. The economy is not a positive right now, so then we relate words that seem to reflect negatively that we can use every day.
Well, a lot of people talk about going forward as if you could go backwards.
You can. You can.
You can't go backwards in time.
We're talking to Natasha Melger. She is the branch manager for Account Temps Washington, D.C., and they've done a survey with senior executives asking them to use the most annoying phrases again and sort of for our own edification, just alerting people that using them has lost impact over time. So if you're talking to a senior manager, what's your best advice about using buzzwords like this?
I would say be mindful. You don't want to come off as not being professional. Sometimes we get caught up in some of these buzzwords and the overuse of them, and you know it's not best for the communicator. You need to be straightforward, using direct language that with key points. So I think you want to maintain professionalism all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And don't check your CrackBerry during an interview.
Exactly. So I would recommend avoiding overuse of the terms, particularly in formal communication, because you want to be effective. And I think if we're just direct and using, correct language, the message gets sent across effectively.
That's true, but there's got to be a reason why this jargon really becomes popularized. People like it. I mean, they just really glom onto it, and you hear it repeated over and over and over again.
Well, my theory on this, though, I mean, you can tell me if you found this in the survey or if people have told you this, but my theory is that because business is difficult, and sometimes people have to make decisions that they have to live with, and the decisions may have bad consequences, so therefore people try to remove themselves from the situation and make it impersonal, almost something mechanical that you're directing but not directly physically involved with. And so therefore they use these phrases that make it seem clinical. That's my theory.
I agree with that. Sometimes using some of these jargons can make it very generalized. And if everyone's using them, it's not as personal. So I strongly agree with that.
Like if you say if there's a disconnect between our products and our customers' needs, it means I did a crappy design on that product.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better to say there's a disconnect than I didn't do my job well.
Exactly.
Well, and it sort of softens the blow, too. Instead of saying you have a problem, this agency has a problem, you say the agency has a challenge.
Or it's deleveraging its resources.
Well, I mean, that's the reality. And you'll see agencies say we have challenges ahead instead of problems. They've been coached. Agencies are coached on the use of language.
Sure.
And language, words have impact. You know, what you say has an impact. When you say there's a problem, people go, oh, I got to start worrying because there's a problem. When you say there's a challenge, people go, oh, well, you know, we got to step up to the challenge and get the work done.
Exactly. We got to overcome it.
Yeah.
Or if you say it is what it is, that's better than so it's easier. It's more less painful than saying, boy, things are bad, but there's nothing I can think of to do about it. So it is what it is.
Exactly.
It, not me. Or you.
All right.
Or us.
Well, we filled in a lot of blanks for you. Not sure you agree with any of them, Ms. Melgar, but we thank you so much for listening.
Okay. Thank you so much.
She's like our personal therapist today.
We have to have you on every day.
Well, I can say, you know, I have a few buzzwords that are my favorite.
Okay.
We want to hear yours.
We want to hear you talk.
Okay. It's actually leverage. Leverage is positive. And also circling back. Those are some positive buzzwords. The one that kind of annoys me the most is viral. I don't know how to take that one. Is it positive? Is it negative?
It's like a virus.
Viral. Exactly.
It just means it keeps replicating and you can't control it.
Exactly. Well, I don't know about viral.
Yeah, sometimes people want like messages or videos they produce to go viral, which means more and more and more people share it among, you know, the number of people looking at it becomes an exponential function. So that's mm-hmm. what they mean by viral.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I guess just the word in itself kind of, you know, concerned me. I'll stay clear from that one.